Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Shmuel Aleph. We are learning Perek Chaf Zayin. So if you remember, towards the end of Perek Chaf Vav, which we finished last week, I believe we did the whole Perek last week. So if you remember, the storyline from last week was that David went and stole, essentially, Shaul's spear and his water jug, which were right by his head as he slept. The entire camp slept. The pasuk says it was a miraculous sleep. It wasn't just a regular sleep. And he snuck in, and he stole his things, and then he went far away, and he announced to Avner, and then Shaul heard him, and he basically gave him mussar. You know, why are you chasing me? Why are you trying to kill me? I haven't done anything wrong. Which, as we've seen, he's already done several times to try to convince Shaul, and unfortunately to no avail. Now, one of the interesting psukim that we saw last week was Pasuk Yotes, where David said the following words at the end of Pasuk Yotes. And the reason why I'm reviewing this is because it's really a segue to Perek Chaf Zayin. David says the words in Perek Chaf Vav, Pasuk Yotes, Ki gershuni hayome histapeach benachlas Hashem, because you have driven me out today from living in the land of Hashem, leimor lechavod Elohim acherim, as if to say, go worship foreign gods. Now, what is this talking about? First of all, where did Shaul drive him out to, right? And number two, you know, what's this foreign gods business? So as we mentioned last week, many of the Mefarshim there said that this alludes to the fact that David is going to leave the land of Israel. Okay, not on his own, but he feels driven out by Shaul. And some of the Mefarshim say, whether it's in the times of the Beis HaMikdash or, you know, or the Mishkan, or even not. But when a person lives outside of the land of Israel, it's like they're worshiping idols. We have other Ma'amari Chazal like that, right? That obviously Eretz Yisrael is the place for all of us to be. But he's already alluding in Pasuk Yotes to this, you know, this idea of being driven out of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Now, if we look at the beginning of our Perek, we have the fulfillment of exactly what he was alluding to. Okay, if we take a look at the beginning of our Perek Chaf Zayin Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer David El Libo, David says to himself, Ata Esafe Yom Echad Biyad Shaul. He says, now there's going to be one day when I'm going to be finished. Shaul is going to get me. He's going to catch me. He's going to ambush me. He's going to surprise me. There's going to be one day when he's going to get me. Ein li tov ki himaleit imaleit el eretz plishtim. Says the only eitz I have, the only thing that I can do to save myself is to flee, to run to none other than the land of the plishtim. Right, which is very interesting because the plishtim we know are at this time the arch enemies of the Jewish people. I'm going to run to the plishtim. The noash mimeni Shaul levaksheni od b'chol givul Yisrael, and Shaul will give up hope from finding me anywhere in the land of Israel. And I'll be saved from his hand. So David is afraid. And why is he afraid? So Pashat Pshat, he's afraid because Shaul's still trying to kill him, right? The Malbim says there is a metaphysical, spiritual type of fear here also. And David thinks to himself, you know, I've been saved twice miraculously. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved me twice. I remember those times when Shaul tried to throw the spear at him and he missed and David ducked. So David said, I've been saved twice already. So he was nervous. Number one, Nisim don't happen every day. So Hashem did an ace for me once. Hashem did an ace for me twice. Who's to say that Hashem is going to do an ace for me the third time? Maybe the third time is quote unquote the charm and Shaul's going to get me. He's going to kill me. That's number one. Number two, every time Hashem does an ace to save us, Hashem deducts from the bank account. It's not free. We have to use our debit card, right? So every time Hashem does an ace, we lose some merits. We lose some zechuyos. David's worried. Maybe I'm running out. I don't want to lose any more zechuyos. Maybe I'm running out. So therefore, he's afraid Shaul's going to get me. The Mitzudas David points out here also that David, after clipping Shaul's coat, you remember, clipped the corner of the coat, so David thought, you know what? Now Shaul will probably understand. because I got this close to killing him. I chose not to kill him. And I'm going to give him a Muzer Shmuz, as we know he does. And he's not going to keep chasing. He's going to realize that what he's doing is wrong. Shaul does not realize. He does not take it to heart. Because we find that right after that incident, he goes after him again. So David now knows, says the Metzudas David, David knows that there's no way, there's no chance that Shaul's going to learn his lesson. If Shaul did not learn his lesson after the clipping of the coat when he was so close, David was so close to killing him in the cave, and he chose not to. Shaul still did not learn the lesson, and he still continued to chase David. He's never going to learn. And even now that I just stole his spear and his water jug from right by his head, and I could have killed him again, he's still not going to learn the lesson. And there's no other choice but for me to flee. I have to run. I have to run. Now he's going to escape to the land of the Plishtim, and says the Malbim he feels like he'll be safe there for three reasons. Reason number one, as long as he's in Eretz Yisrael, Shaul is nervous that David is enlisting more people for his quote unquote rebellion. Remember, Shaul is treating David as a rebel, as a Murid B'Malchus. So David thinks to himself, if I'm in Eretz Yisrael, Shaul's going to think that I'm still, you know, getting more supporters, getting more followers, increasing my forces, my army. But if I leave Eretz Yisrael, he won't suspect me. Because what am I going to, I'm not getting supporters from the Plishtim. So that's number one. Number two, he's not going to find me in the Plishtim. He's not going to come looking for me in the land of the Plishtim. So he'll just give up. That's number two. And number three, the king of the Plishtim will protect me against Shaul. So that's why David escaped to the Plishtim to save himself from Shaul. Okay. Pasuk Beis. Vayakom David vayavor hu v'sheish meos ish asher imo elachish ben ma'och melech gas. So David and the 600 men that were with him go to Achish, the son of Ma'och, who was the king of Gas. Hold on one second. Okay, sorry, I apologize about that. Okay, again, Pasuk Beis, Vayakom David vayavor hu v'sheish meos ish asher imo. So David gets up and he goes with the 600 men that are with him, Elachish ben Ma'och melech Gas, and he goes to the king of Gas. Gas was one of the big Plishti cities. He goes to the king of Gas, whose name was Achish. Now, many of the Mepharshim struggle here because the name Achish should ring a bell. Now, it's hard for us to remember all the details of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, but back in Perek Chaf Aleph, not so long ago, we read the following. The Pasuk says that it was right after David killed Goliath. Sorry. This was after the story of David and the Kohanim. And David gets up, Pasuk Yud Aleph, in Perek Chaf Aleph, and it says that David got up and he ran away from Shaul. Vayavo el Achish melech Gas. And he ran to the king Achish, who was the king of Gas, same person as we have in our Perek. Okay? Now, the servants of Achish tell the king, hey, David, who's a king or an officer or an up-and-coming king, he just came to our city. So David hears that the king found out that he came to the city, and the Pasuk says, Vayira ma'on mipnei Achish melech Gas. David was very afraid. This is Pasuk Yud Gimel, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel. He was very afraid. So what did he do? And this is the famous story. Vayishanu es tamo be'ineihem. David pretended he was a meshugana. He pretended he was mentally unstable. And he started, the Pasuk says, he started banging on the doors, and he started dribbling saliva from his mouth, you know, doing all these things to make him look crazy. And finally, Achish says to his servants, I don't need another Meshuggah here. I have enough Meshuggahs in my palace. I don't need another Meshuggah. And he says, get him out of here, right? So David was afraid of Achish Melech Gas and Perek Chaf Aleph. So all the Mepharshim asked, why over here all of a sudden David is running to Achish Melech Gas? Shouldn't he be afraid of Achish Melech Gas? Why is he running to him? So simply, the Radak says, there's one major difference between Perek Chaf Aleph and Perek Chaf Zayin. In Perek Chaf Aleph, David was alone. In Perek Chav Zayin, he had 600 men with him. So when you're alone and you're going to a Plishti city, says the Pasuk, he was very afraid. Vayira, he was very afraid. But in Pasuk Chav Zayin, he's got 600 men with him. He's not so afraid. He's not so afraid anymore. The Malbim also adds, the last time, Achish, he was afraid that Achish would think he was a spy. You know, you're by yourself. Not just that he was by himself, he was scared, but he was by himself, and therefore Achish would suspect that he's a spy. But now that you come with 600 men, you're not a spy. Spies don't come in a force of 600, right? Spies, they said, one, two, you know, a quiet, small, quiet force. You could blend into your surroundings. But you don't come with a 600 men strong, force. So obviously, the David's coming with 600 men. Obviously, he's not a spy. And also, Achish is now thinking to himself, wait a minute, he's coming with 600 men, and he's coming to me. Maybe he doesn't like Shaul anymore, which we'll see in a minute is exactly what David's, the line that David's going to try to sell him. Maybe he can help me. 600 men? Maybe they can be part of my army. Maybe they can help me fight my battles. So that's the major difference between Perek Chaf Aleph and Perek Chaf Zayin.
And Perek Chaf Aleph is when he was crazy. That was the time he was
crazy. Exactly. Yeah. Right. And in fact, the Radak also adds that this was David was trying to convince Achish, that he had rebelled against Shaul and that now he would be on Achish's side against the rest of Bnei Yisrael. This is what he's trying to do now. Okay. Pasuk Gimel. Vayeshev David im Achish Begas. So David settles with Achish in Gas. Huva anashav ish uveso. He, his men. And then the pasuk says ish uveso. Now ish uveso means not just his men, but his men's families. Right? This was they were all there. All the families, the wives and the kids came. This was a whole big gathering, right? 600 men plus wives and kids. This was a lot of people. And David came, ushtei nashav achinoam ha-yisraelis v'avigayel eshes naval ha-karmelis. And his two wives, as we learned about, Achinoam and Abigail, they were his two wives, and they came with him. We don't talk about Michal here. As we know, we had that whole discussion about Michal. He might be divorced from Michal now. Okay. So he shows up with all of these people. Now, why is it important to mention that it was all the men with their families, you know, with their wives and their kids? So again, says the Malbim, this is another reason why David was not afraid. The first time he came without family, so Achish thought, you know, he's going to come, he's going to spy, he's going to run away. Here he's coming with all of his men and his family, his wives, their families. They're not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere fast. This is not a small troop that can just come in and out, right? They're here to stay. Pasuk Dalet. Vayugad l'Shaul kivarach David gas v'lo yasaf od levaksho. Shaul hears that David ran to Gas, ran to the Plishtim, and Shaul says, okay, I'm not going to follow him there. I'm not going to chase him anymore. I'm not going to the Plishtim. So David's plan begins to work, right? Shaul is kind of giving up. I'm not going to chase him anymore. Okay, now.
Why wouldn't Shaul go to the Plishtim if he fought them? Remember when he was going after David and the men came and said, the Plishtim are surrounding us, and he went to kill them. He came back.
Right, but that was defensive. That was a defensive battle because the Plishtim were coming to attack, right? Or he thought they were, at least, right? But in this case, you know, to go on the offensive into the Plishti territory, that's a whole different question, right? That's not so simple. If he has to, he has to. But right now, he doesn't have to. You know, he does want to kill David, but, you know, okay, so, you know, whatever. He's in the Plishtim, you know, I'll kill him another time. You know, he doesn't want to necessarily start up with the Plishtim right now. We'll see. Starting up with the Plishtim is not going to be a good idea. Okay. Perakei. Vayomer David Alachish. So David says to Achish, so until now, David was in the city. It sounds like the capital city, but he was in Gas, which was like the capital city. And now he wants a place in the suburbs. So he comes to Achish and he says, listen, if I found favor in your eyes, do me a favor. Set me up with one of the suburbs, one of the quiet places in the field, the Eish Vasham, and let me settle there with all of my men. I don't need to stay here in the capital city with you, right? Let me go to one of the suburbs out in the field. So his excuse was, Rashi says, that he didn't want to be a burden. That's what he's trying to tell Lachish. I don't want to be a burden on you. It's 600 men. And then the Mitzudas David says, listen, it's 600 more people to feed, right? Now imagine walking into these cities. We're not, gigantic cities like we have today. So imagine you have 600 people come into a town, or the prices are going to skyrocket. Now all the demand is skyrocketing. So he's like, what do you need this for? You don't need the burden of me and my men and feeding us and the prices going up. What do you need it for? Just find us a place out, in the field. And the goal here, we'll see, and this is the Radak points this out, is that David wants privacy, because David has a plan, and he doesn't exactly want Achish to know exactly what he's doing. So he wants some privacy. He wants to be out, not in the middle of everything, not in the thick of things. He wants privacy. Now the Malbim says, of course, in the Malbim's way, dissecting the pasuk and analyzing every phrase, the Malbim says that David was really making three arguments why Achish should grant him this request and give him a city out in the suburbs. Number one, if you're afraid I'm going to rebel against you, right? Number one, inna matzal sichein be'enecha. Have I not found favor in your eyes? No, I'm a good guy. I'm here to stay. I'm not running away. I've rebelled against Shaul. You have nothing to worry about. That's number one. Number two, if you're afraid that the natives will harm me, right? Maybe the Plishtim are going, the native Plishtim, the country people are going to harm me. So that's why I'm asking you, give me a city that's out in the Sadeh, that's out separate from all of the people. You're right. I don't want to be at risk among the regular Plishti citizens. And number three, if you're afraid that I'm going to, somehow fortify myself and I'm going to go into this city and I'm going to create a fortress and use it to attack you, give me a city out in the plains. I'm not asking for a fortified city. I don't want a walled city. I want just a plain, achas are hasada, one of the plain cities out in the field. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to create a fortress. You'll be safe. You don't have to worry. Pasuk Vav. Vayitin lo Achish bayomahu es Tziklag. Achish gives the town or the city of Tziklag to David and his men. Lachain haisa Tziklag lemalche Yehuda ad hayom hazeh. And the pasuk says that Tziklag was retained by Malche Yehuda, by the kings of Yehuda until today. This was their city, the city of Tziklag. Now, it's hard to remember, let alone Perek Chaf Aleph in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, let alone Yehoshua Perek Tesvav. But all of the Mefarshim, of course, remember it. And in Yehoshua Perek Tesvav, the pasuk does mention the city of Tziklag as a city that was given to Shevet Yehuda. When the land was divided, the land of Israel was divided, Tziklag was given to Shevet Yehuda. So the Mefarshim all ask, what do you mean it was retained by the Malcha Yehuda? It was already given to Shevet Yehuda, right, many years ago. So the Radak gives a couple answers. Number one, he says that maybe they didn't conquer it. Maybe they didn't conquer it at that time, because we know that the Shvatim did not conquer every city in Eretz Israel at the time when they divided the land. But maybe the Pasuk just meant that eventually they were going to get it. And this is when they got it. When Achish Melech Gas gives them Tziklag, that's when they got it. That's one answer that Radak gives. Another answer that he gives is that, no, maybe Shevet Yehuda did actually conquer Tziklag at the time, but maybe the Plishtim conquered it back. So Shevet Yehuda conquered it in Sefer Yehoshua, and then the Plishtim conquered it back. And now Achish Melech Gas is giving it to David. And he says that's maybe why the pasuk says that it was in the hands of Malcha Yehuda and not Shevet Yehuda, specifically the kings, right? Not Shevet Yehuda. Why? Because Shevet Yehuda, they lost it. The Plishtim conquered it. So now it was in the hands of Malcha Yehuda for the rest of time. Okay, pasuk Zayin. Vayihim nispara yomim asher yashav David b'shtei Plishtim yomim ve'arba'a chadashim. So the time that David settled and sat and dwelled in the fields of the Plishtim was Yomim ve'arba'a chadashim. Arba'a chadashim, we know, that's 4 months. What's Yomim? So Yomim usually means days. But sometimes Yomim can mean a year. And for example, when Eliezer, Eved Avram, is finding a wife for Yitzchak, and he finds Rivka, he's talking to to Rivka's mother and to Lavan. So what does he say? What do they say? I'm sorry. Let the Naro stay with us. Yamim al Asur. So there, Yamim refers to a year and Asur refers to 10 months, right? 12 months. But here, Mefarshim point out, Yamim cannot mean a year. Why? Because David ran away right after Shmuel died. That's what the Mefarshim understand. That he ran away right after Shmuel died. After Shmuel died, there was not much time between Shmuel's death and Shaul's death at the hands of the Plishtim, as we'll see. Rashi says it was only 4 months. The Radak seems to say maybe it was a little more, maybe it was 7 months. Okay, but it wasn't much time, so it could not have been a year. Everybody agrees it was not even a year. So that's why most of the Mefarshim understand that here Yamin means a few days. A few days. Right? He was there for a few days and 4 months. According to the Malbim, he was in Gas for a few days and Siklag for 4 months. Okay. Pasuk Ches. Vayal David v'anashav v'yifshitu el ha-gishuri v'ha-gizri v'ha-maleki. So now David goes up and he settles in this city called Siklag. And now what does he do? He goes to battle. And this is what he did not want Achish to know. He goes to battle against the Geshuri, the Gizri, the Amaleki. Amaleki we're familiar with, obviously. But the Geshuri and the Gizri, according to some of the Mefarshim, these were nations that were left over and part of the seven nations that resided in Eretz Canaan when Yoshua and the Bnei Yisrael came in. So there was a mitzvah upon them of Lo Sechayeh Kol Neshama. You got to destroy them. You got to wipe them out. The job wasn't done. So David is using this opportunity when he's in the land of the Plishtim, close to these nations, he's using this opportunity to go and attack them. And what does he do? Vayifshitu. He totally obliterates them. He kills them out. No survivors. Kihine yoshvos ha'aretz asher me'olam bo'acha shura. These families were here for forever, right? Me'olam, they were here forever, meaning they were here from the times of Yahushua. And that's why they have this mitzvah to destroy them. And the reason why he doesn't leave any survivors, as the Radak says here and the Malbim says in the next pasuk, is because he does not want Achish finding out what he's doing. If he leaves even one survivor, the word's going to get out. So what does he do? He wipes out the entire cities. Right? Everyone is killed. He wipes everybody out so that there are no survivors. Nobody can tell the tale. Nobody knows what's happening. It's not like in, you know, today's day and age. Imagine a town just gets wiped off the map. I mean, you know, people would be trying to contact their relatives. They can't reach them. You know, everybody would know very soon that something's wrong. But think about it. In those days, they didn't have communication. And probably everybody's family, they all lived in the same place. So it could have been, you know, months before anybody realized that a whole town had been wiped out. Pasuk Tes, V'hika David es ha'aretz v'lo yechayeh ish v'isha. David attacks these lands and he does not allow anyone to live, not a man, not a woman. And he takes all of the spoils, the animals, the clothing, v'yosha v'yavo el Achish, and he comes to Achish. Now he's reporting to Achish. The Malbim says every time he returned from battle, he reported to Achish. Now Achish wants to know who you're fighting against. Right? David's saying he just came back from battle. Who are you fighting against? Pasigud. Vayomer Achish al Peshatatem Hayom. You know, the Mefarshim struggle with this word al. Al Peshatatem. Some understand it to mean an. You know, where did you fight today? Some understand it's a rhetorical question. Did you not fight today? By Yomer David al Negev Yehuda, the al Negev Hayirach Me'eli, the al Negev Hakeni. So what does David tell him? I'm fighting against the Jews. David lies. He's really fighting against these Canaanite nations. But David lies. He says, I just came back from fighting against Yehuda. I just came back from fighting against the Yirach Me'eli, the Keni. Right? He came back from fighting against the Jews. Why? Because he wants Achish to think that he has rebelled against Shaul, that he has left the Jewish people and now is enemies with the Jewish people. And he wants Achish to think that he's loyal to him. And that's why he's saying, yeah, I fought against the people from Bnei Yisrael. Now it's interesting. One of the Mefarshim points out, I think it's the Malbim, points it out actually in the next pasuk. But why does it say the or in two pasuk? Why does it say Yehuda and Keni? You know, because he says, you know, you might think Achish might think, okay, you know, if David fights against the Jewish people, that's fine, but he's not going to fight against his own Shevet. Shevet Yehuda, he's not going to fight against his own Shevet. So that's why it says, no, I fought against Shevet Yehuda. And you might think maybe he rebelled against his own Shevet, but he's really, you know, with the rest of Klal Yisrael. No, that's why it says, Yerach Me'ili and Keni. The Keni were from Yisrael. They were Gerim. They came into the Jewish people. So he says, no, I'm fighting against everyone. All Jews. All of B'nai Yisrael. Whether it's my Shevet, other Shvatim, doesn't matter. I'm fighting against them all. The Pasuk Yud Aleph says, as we've mentioned already, V'ish V'isha Lo Yechaya David. David did not allow anyone to live. Not a man, not a woman. Lo Havi Gas Leimor. And Yagidu Aleinu Leimor. Because he didn't want anyone to come back and say, David, this look what David's doing. Look, he's wiping out cities. So that's why he didn't leave any survivors. And Achish, he won Achish's trust. Achish trusted David to say, he's gone off the derech. David has gone off the derech. And he no longer, he despises B'nai Yisrael. Havei Shivish is like from a language of spoiling. You know, the Jewish people are spoiled in his eyes. You know, the raw, smelly, disgusting. He doesn't like them anymore. And David is now going to be my faithful servant. Look, he's going to defeat my enemies. This is great. This is gevaldik, unbelievable. And Achish now, he finds favor with Achish. Okay, that's the end of Perek Chav Zayin. We'll stop here for tonight. And Amir Tzashem, next week, I will pick up with Perek Chaf Ches.
Rabbi, quick question.
Yeah.
In the past,